Saturday night, Donald Trump held a massive rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, again, in the exact same location where the Democrats tried to take him out of the race, JFK style, back in July. And he, well, how shall I say, picked up right where he left off, literally.
As I was saying...
That's the chart that he was talking about the massive invasion when the gunshots rang out. Take a look at that crowd. Absolutely massive, as far as the eye can see. And he had a very special guest in attendance.
He's a great gentleman. He's done such an unbelievable job for North Carolina, for Georgia, for Alabama, for Florida, for Tennessee. His name is Elon Musk. He saved free speech. He created so many different great things. Where is he? Come on up here, Elon.
Elon was so thrilled, he literally jumped for joy. This is an actual photo of him as he came on stage.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
He's wearing a black Make America Great Again hat, and his shirt is an Occupy Mars shirt, by the way, under a sports coat, which is because he's trying to colonize Mars, which I think is a ridiculous and insane idea. But a whole other story, and the dark MAGA joke is a riff off of the Democrats' ridiculous Dark Brandon attempted meme when they tried to co-opt the Let's Go Brandon phenomenon from a few years ago. And they tried to make Joe Biden cool by calling him Dark Brandon, which doesn't make any sense. Don't try to understand it. The left can't meme. The left can't make memes. They can't understand memes. They are memes. And this is Elon's new profile picture on Twitter, on X. I know some people get upset that I still call it Twitter. It will always be Twitter, okay? As much respect as I have for Elon and what he's done to that platform, I'm a creature of habit, and it is X. But this is his new profile photo of him as Dark MAGA. He did get serious, however, during his speech.
You know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? Yeah, absolutely.
This new alliance has infuriated the communist media industrial complex, and perhaps most heard about it of all is human potato Brian Stelter, who has thankfully been rehired by CNN. Sadly, you may recall, he was fired a few years ago because he was a laughingstock of the network, but he then became a volunteer, still appearing on the network for free as a regular contributor. And so somebody over there felt sorry for him and decided to put him back on the payroll. Sadly, he does not have his show back, but he is now a paid regular contributor to give us brilliant insight like this.
He is an example of what happens, I think, when he spends a lot of time online in his own social media feed. I would argue he's been radicalized, and he is obviously now an outspoken Trump supporter. But it looked like he had a lot of fun yesterday. Gotta give him credit for that.
He's a radical. He's a right-wing extremist now because of social media, because he supports the Republican presidential candidate. And so the usual calls for censorship are now being amplified by the communist Democrats, with Hillary Clinton, who's recently crawled out of the pit of hell to give her two cents on issues, appearing on the Clown News Network to demand that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act be repealed, which means that the platforms themselves are not held liable for what users post as long as they reasonably remove criminal content once they're made aware of it. But, of course, for years now, The Democrats have been upset, wanting them to have to censor offensive content, facts that hurt people's feelings, jokes, memes, and opinions.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects, it's real harm.
They lost total control back in 2016, which is why the massive algorithm shifts hit social media, which is why my channel has been frozen at 1.8 million subscribers for many, many years now. So subscribe here if you're new. Spread the word if you're a regular viewer. We're now in the final stretch of the 2024 presidential election with less than 30 days to go. And here is the chief communist, the most qualified person on the planet to be the next president of the United States, according to the Operation Mockingbird media, when her teleprompter has a little glitch.
32. Today we got 32 days until the election.
This clip is a couple days old. It's now 29 days until the election. The final countdown has begun, so get ready, plan your vote. But here she is. Well?
So 32 days. 32 days.
Okay,
we got some business to do. All right. 32 days.
Okay, we heard you the three other times.
And we know we will do it. And this is going to be a very tight race until the very end. We are the underdog. And we know we have some hard work ahead.
They got some hard work ahead to try to convince the millions of morons who inhabit our country to vote for this clown. And so now she's going to start doing some big interviews this week. Obviously, she has been dodging the media, dodging interviews, only reading the pre-planned script from her teleprompter. But now she's going to sit down with Howard Stern, Stephen Colbert, and some skanks on their podcast called Call Her Daddy. That's where we're at now. Howard Stern is doing sit-down interviews with the biggest diversity hire in the history of America in pretending that she is the most qualified person to be the next president. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because if you are new, it's a miracle that you found this video since this channel has been shadow banned for many, many years. And if you're a regular subscriber, please post these videos on your social media feeds along with a little note encouraging people to subscribe. Hopefully we can get this channel up to 2 million subscribers by the end of the year. As many people have noticed, it has been frozen at 1.8 million. Finally, they hit 1.9 million, but still frozen at 1.8 million for many, many years, since they're not allowing the videos to populate outside of people who are already subscribed in the up next feed, the recommended feed on the YouTube homepage, etc. So maybe with some calls to action from the current subscribers, we can get up 2 million. And as the election approaches now in the final several weeks, I may deviate from my regular schedule and just start posting on random times and on random days, because there's going to be some big breaking events, a lot of disinformation that's going to need to be debunked. So I'll still try to stick to my somewhat regular schedule of at least mornings, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But you might start seeing videos posted random days, random times, because things are going to get pretty crazy here pretty soon. So stay tuned, and I will see you soon.